Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 19 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Snow. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Snow. 25 degrees. Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees.
WMCM 960. On a bridge. WMCACWD.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees.
KCAYDF Mobile.
KCAYDF, KCAVOA.
Good evening, Rick. How
How's your day going?
Going better than it could be. How's yours? You're out of work now? How's the roads?
Just got out. Roads are snow covered and probably slippery, so at least out here by the expressway 81 at the roundabouts, they're just a light coating, but side roads coming out of work were snow covered, so take a nice easy approach home tonight.
Well, there's no rush. Hopefully everything should go well.
Okay, I see gas is back down there. We jumped to 319 for like 3 days, and Flying J's out here is now down back down to 269. So, I don't know. These fluctuations of jump up, like I said, basically 82 cents, and then now back down 40-some cents.
Trying to make you think you got a bargain.
I guess so. Well, I managed to get my other monitor up last night. Didn't turn out quite like I wanted it, but it turned out how I had to do it. The cable is a little tough, and I thought, well, I got a right angle USB adapter, because the cable's got to go in from the side, and it kind of sticks out further than I would like. So I grabbed the adapter, and I tried it this morning, but it won't pass the power in the video, I guess. So that ain't going to work. So I took a look on Amazon today to see if I could find one that would do data and video and power, basically, in that. And nothing specifically says it will do what I need it to do. So I found one that will work with, Thunderbolt or something, which is some sort of other protocol. And this cable that I bought is supposed to work with Thunderbolt and that, so I take it if that works for that, it will probably work for my needs. But so next order I put into Amazon, it's only $9 for two of them. I will give it a shot and see if it does what I need it to do.
Yeah, very good. Thunderbolt's an Apple protocol. So hopefully it will pass the data you need it to pass.
Yeah, I think it will, because the cable had to be able to pass for the touch screen. That's the big thing, to be able to pass power, and also to be able to pass high enough video rate, and also to be able to work the touch screen. So cable I found, a 25-foot cable worked. That worked out. I got 25 feet. I needed only about 22, I figured, but 20 was going to be too short, and 25 a little too long. I got the longer one, but it did work out fine. And now, like I said, I just don't like the cable sticking out. I'm going to bump it is what's going to happen. The printer's at a doorway, and I'm going to walk through this doorway one time, or my wife, and she's going to hit it and snap the dang thing off, and then I'm going to have a problem. But yeah, the Washington out here is pretty slick on these S-quarters. So, and somebody just went up over the curb, and I just seen them come down off of the curb and into the parking lot. They didn't make the corner at 6th Street here, and went up and over. I don't know if they hit the concrete barrier that was there or not, but I just seen them come around and bounce off the curb, so it's slippery.
I can imagine, and they haven't always been the most careful drivers over there either.
Yeah, well, even that sometimes. I know last February, I spun the van, first time ever, on those corners going where 81 cuts off to go, or 13 cuts off to go north there. and I was coming around that corner, and it was dry in all of the lanes except for I hit a patch of black ice in mid-corner, and the back end just let loose, and I came halfway around and shot across the three lanes and up over the curb and into the grassy area, and nothing I can do on that one. I just countered steered and stayed off the brakes and let it go where it was going to go, because that's about all I could do. Unfortunately, it went up and took out a brake line, and I had to have the brake lines replaced.
Yep, winter driving can get be expensive, that's for sure. That's one of the costly aspects of winter operating in Michigan.
Yep, bad for the driver is good for the car shops, I guess, the body shops and that. But, yeah, that's why I took the van again today. I knew it was gonna, we were supposed to get a couple inches of snow and to get a little slick out, so I said, I take the van, I know what it does, I know how it handles. I don't want to get the new one, anything happen to it, so if it's sitting in my driveway at least, it's got a much less chance of something happening. I'd like to get it paid off before, well, just paid off and not have anything happen to it, I guess. But, yeah, I'll just take this one. If something happens to it, I'm not out much.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Yeah, it's nice when you can do that and so forth. But the big problem is you just can't control the other drivers, and you just don't know what's going to happen.
That's exactly it. I know what I'm doing, but somebody slide through an intersection or take a corner too quick and slide out of their lane or something. And yeah, I don't need that. And coming to work this morning out on State and Hill, I don't know what they did. Somebody went up over the curb onto the sidewalk, and the cops were there. And just a single car, but you know, some newer Bronco. And lost it in the straightaway or slid through, I don't know, went through Hill Road and had to swerve or something. Anyhow, they were up over the sidewalk in somebody's lawn.
Yeah, hopefully they weren't parked on top of anybody or anything of that nature. That's quite off where the panhandlers are at. So that's not good. Not good. Probably waiting for the police to get there to insurance claim.
Yep. So what's your plans for the weekend?
Well, just going to be farting around home, I guess. Try to get a few things taken care of and so forth. And worked on the internet a little bit today. I've been doing a little 3D printing today, and that's about it. So I had had some printing shift on when I was printing on the pressure printer today. I thought I had that taken care of on the X. Belt was loose before and so forth, and not sure what happened in this situation. A lot of things can cause that to happen. You know, your filament can be tight or something like that can actually cause some things to shift or something can catch on it and stuff like that, but none of that happened. And I don't think it was bed adhesion because it was stuck down good enough and I went to remove it. But I did go through, clean everything up, and put a little glue stick down and reprinted it, and it printed fine.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I've been using on the P1S BIQU equipment. Frostbite plate. Boy, is that nice. I have, like I said, I've never had to use glue stick on anything. I bought both a liquid type and the regular stick type. Never had to use it, and this thing sticks extremely well, but everything comes off the plate quite easy. So I haven't had ABS, TPU, PETG, and PLA all stick well and come off the plate. I don't even let them cool down typically. I'm hot printing all the time. As one part finishes up, and I start another one. So I just pop the plate and use my little razor blade knife that you print, and I set the print, get an edge up, and she comes right off. I'm still using the original PIE plate for the A1 that came with it, but I've got another one of those plates that I bought as a backup, so I will switch to that once that plate. I've got several different plates, but I've been using that for now over a year, and I think I've washed it twice, and everything just works well on. And fairly inexpensive. I think I bought the plate for like $19.
Okay. Yeah, they have a couple different plates there. I've got a couple in my cart, or on my wish list, I should say, not in my cart. And I'm looking at it. The one plate, they tell you if it's stuck on there, stick it in the freezer, and it will come off. So I'll have to see if that happens. One of the plates I was looking at was basically, it was just for PLA and PETG. It was what it was recommended for.
Yeah, I think that's the Frostbite. I have the Glacier. So I have the one that will do everything, and supposedly the PETG and PLA don't stick quite as well, they say, on that plate. But that's what I've been using because I want to be able to put, you know, TPU and everything else on it. And I've had no problem with PETG in that. The only time I had one problem, the first time I had to wash it, was I had been printing some PLA, and then I switched and I printed several things in PETG, and then I went back to PLA, and I had a couple of things come loose. So I took it and scrubbed it real well. That was when I was having problems there for about a week. I couldn't get anything to stick to the plate. And I went back and washed it a second time, a little bit differently. And what I'd been doing, I always took one of the dish towels to dry the plate. And then somebody on the line, you know, said don't use something like that because the detergent leaves oils in it to make the towels on that soft. It said only use like paper towel or a dry microfiber towel. And so I just started using, I washed it again, used paper towel to dry it, and it's fine. So typically what I've been doing now, one side I have marked, I do my PETG on, I flip it over and do the PLA on the other. That way any contaminants or whatever, one side for one side for the other.
Oh, very good. Very good. Yeah, I've looked at the plates and everything else. Now you get by as cheap as you. But when the plates I was looking at were about 30 and 35. So the Glacier was $35, $36, somewhere in there. And the Frostbite was $29. So by the time Uncle Sam gets their cut of it, it's a little bit more. But yeah, I looked at them. I haven't purchased one yet, but taking a serious look. And that may be one of the things I do here in the future. DQ. D-I-Q-U. All right. KCWA.
KC-YVF. Yeah, I bought a couple of their just regular PIE plates, and those work really well. So I've got I got the original plate that came with the P1S, and then I bought, which I haven't even used yet, they had it on sale, they got one of their cold plates, and I haven't even used that. That's still in the wrapper. And then I've got a couple dual-sided one that the carbon fiber look on one side and the other the smooth plate on the other, and I've used smooth plate a couple of times for something. I haven't used the carbon fiber one. It's PIE on one side and textured and then whatever on the other side. So used the one a few times, but I've just stuck with this one, like I said. And I got it on sale. At one point, I got that Glacier at least to fit my 256 cubes. I got it for like $17. So they had a sale on it, and I picked that one up, and then I picked up the second one when they had another sale. So it was under 20 bucks when I bought both of them for that one. And I know they're up, yeah, they're like $30 a piece, but I just waited for when they had a sale on them, and they sent me an email because I'd bought some other stuff from them before. So they let me know it was on sale. So, yeah, I got it fairly cheap.
Well, you did quite well getting it at that price. So, yeah, they're at that price now. So waiting for a sale might be waiting a long time. And it doesn't help you out when you need it now.
No, yeah, when you need those things, that's it. And I got some I ended up getting. I put in an Amazon order, and I said, well, I'm going to pick up, get the order up to the $35 for the free shipping. The Landu had the PLA Plus still down. They raised it a buck from the first time I bought it, but it was $10.99 a spool. So that seemed to work out pretty good, so I've been using that on the other printer, just a single-color printer. And I printed a couple of parts that, I mean, it's, the tough stuff seems to be, or the plus stuff seems to be pretty good, structural-wise on it, better than the PLA. So I said, well, I'll use that on that other printer when I need something a little stronger than the regular PLA, and PETG gives a little more flexibility sometimes. So if I don't want that, I got that. But I was getting down on it. I've used that quite a few times for parts. So I said, well, they still had a sale price on it, so I picked up another. It's supposed to be delivered like Sunday. And I needed some replacement magnets.
Well, all I know is it all adds up fast, that's for sure. You don't have to take too much to get the $35 anymore. One item can be well above that, so it definitely adds up quickly. So I purchased a roll of orange today, and it was PLA Plus 2. And by the time taxes and all, it ended up being a little over $20 for it. So it adds up. It adds up compared to the black. The black I can get that for $12, $13 rolls, but this one here, orange, is quite a bit more for some reason.
They had to add some color to it. Yeah, I know some of those. And I just picked up an orange, too. Matter of fact, I ran out of orange. First time I don't use a lot of that. I had a replacement spool. And I said, well, I like to keep one in backup. And I printed last night some fidget toys my grandson wanted. He sent me a picture and said, Grandpa, can you print a couple of these in this color? So I printed them last night, and I had ordered an orange. Well, I ended up, there was two oranges side by side, and I ordered the wrong orange. So now I got an orange that is a pumpkin orange. So I guess next Halloween I'll be able to print some pumpkins, but it wasn't the orange that I wanted. So it's still sitting in the box in the shrink pack because I'm not sure when I'll use it. But so I had to order the regular orange. So yeah, I just got a package in from Bamboo yesterday with my browns that I wanted and this orange. So yeah, got to have those once in a while.
It'll get used. It'll get used. You'll find something for it. That's for sure. It's just frustrating when it's not the right color. You think you got the right color, and then when it gets to you, it's not what you expected, and it's not going to work for you. So, but this stuff has a shelf life, too. That's something to keep in mind.
There we go. I had to get my mic to clear there. I keyed up and got nothing out of it. So, yeah, I know. That's the problem. I got a couple of things. Year and a half ago, I got some of the multicolor stuff to print out some stuff for the grandkids the first Christmas, and I haven't used it since. So it's been sitting in the cereal box container with the desiccant, but I haven't used it since that point. So some of these things I'm going to have to start printing some things in.
Yeah, I've had some PLA sit long enough that it actually got brittle, and when it tried to feed through, it just breaks. Not good. So, yeah, you want to check it for flexibility in that before you go ahead and run it. And that's, like I said, the PLA, it broke inside the Bowden tube and everything else, and caused a failure. So, that's just one of the things you got to look at. KCAVUA.
KCAVUA, yeah, I've had that happen one time where, and luckily it broke off just out the back, so I was able to disconnect at the back, the tube at the back of the printer, and the end of the filament was right there. I could just pull it right out. So, like I said, with the AMS on the top and this riser that I put on, light riser, to get anything out, you got to pull things apart quite a bit. It's not a, just pull a lid and pull it out. So it's, 20 minutes to get everything out of the way before I can get to even trying to do something. So, that's, you got to be able to fix it and work on it, I guess. And I got to replace part of the segment of the LED lights I put in the riser went out. They flickered, and every time, I guess, the print, one part of the print tube or something in it, the arm there, kept touching it, must have wore something off, but it was the lights, and I keep saying, well, I'm going to take it apart, but again, it's 20 minutes getting it all apart to get to that, and then disconnecting the riser that's clipped to the top of the printer to hold it. So, not my favorite thing to do, but one of these days I'll get ambitious and pull it apart. I already bought the replacement lights, or I actually had them here, but I haven't done it. So, all right, Rick, I'm in the driveway. I'll let you go. You have a safe weekend. We'll talk again. KCYVF, back over to you.
Okay, Ron, you have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe and cautious out there, and take care. 73, KC8VOA.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Snow. 29 degrees.
NARHK. NARHK. NATVE.
Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good evening, 20. Degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees.